This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Girl on Fire podcast on the Believe Network, New York's number one podcast network for personal growth. This is your host, Kirsten Franklin, and on this week's episode, I'm going to talk about what's kind of going on in sports. I had a lot of clients actually tell me about what's going on with Simone Biles, which I hadn't obviously heard until I actually went and watched the news. As we know that there have been moments for Naomi Osaka as well. And here's the deal. So for all of you guys that are athletes that compete, you kind of understand to a very small degree what kind of pressure they're under, what level is self-imposed, what level is reactive to the freaking press, right? And all these people out there, you know, either backing them up or attacking them, right? That's usually all that happens. And, you know, if you were at this level, I mean, look, there was a female reporter that had the balls to talk smack in writing to Naomi Osaka on Twitter, basically questioning her decision over her own mental health, because prior to making that decision, she happened to shoot a cover for, you know, Sports Illustrated. She was already in progress to make, you know, some Barbie doll, you know, and all this stuff. And so, you know, it's aggravating. I mean, remember, these are also young people. So, you know, they don't have the wisdom and time and the ability to chill like, you know, older people might do it, 40, 50, 60, having experienced life. They're coming out of the gate. And I apologize for that noise. That's my email. You know, they're coming out of the gate, and beyond the self-imposed pressure that happens, there is a very public pressure, a familial pressure. And it doesn't matter if it's self-imposed or if it's real, like they're coming at you like, oh my God, you have to win this thing. You have to get the sponsorship. You have to do this thing, you know, or not. And this is what I'm talking about when I really hope to help elevate the consciousness of humans on the planet to the level of, you know, I say unfuckwithable, but, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean to be in a place where this stuff can't touch you as deeply and quickly and reactively as it does, right? Imagine having a fantastic place of being, state of being, where you don't have to exit at this high level of competition because you just can't take it anymore. And you know that for sanity's sake, you need to pull back. And they're absolutely doing the right thing. And it doesn't matter what you and I think. It only matters how they feel. What is their perception? What do they believe they need to do in that moment in order to literally be okay and stay alive? Like, I really hope everybody understands that, you know? And I'm not saying that they have suicidal ideation or anything like that, but I'm saying, like, this is for their health and survival. And hopefully, so that they can remain as thriving individuals. So I just really hope everyone can remove the judgment, start to come from a place of, you know, oneness and understanding, and really rise to the occasion of supporting them, right? And, you know, you're not waking up every day doing what they do to get where they're at. And I get it, you know, like I can see Naomi Osaka as being the chaser, right? So she's definitely carrot and stick, and like she's definitely in it when the competition's hot, and she has someone to beat because maybe she's a little bit of the underdog, right? And at her level, that happens less and less. Like she's the one on top, right? So you can see how that might affect her game. And there's a million different mental games that go on. And what's really real about this is you do them to yourself too. We all do it. We're just playing for different things. You might have the mental game going on because you need to learn how to work out consistently or eat healthy consistently or stop drinking or doing drugs consistently. You know, they're doing it at just a different thing, but it's all actually the same thing in all of us. And that's our head game. And I don't mean head game just like psyching yourself out or letting people into it and leeching that in, because it would be really dumb for me to say, oh my God, you're going to completely block out everything. You know, I mean, that's how our brain works. That's how our mind works. I mean, that's why advertising is so good at what it does, right? And we might be really aware to hold advertising and ads. We see it arm's length, but we might not realize they come at us in all different ways. That TikToker, that YouTuber, those signs on the bus, you know, those ads in between when you're playing games. I'm not stupid. I know I watch something and I'm like, ignore, skip, ignore, skip, ignore, skip. And at the 10th time, I'm like, all right, what is this? Because they're not stupid. It's very intelligent. They know what you're looking, watching, saying, quite literally. And they're taking that and they're running the ads that are specifically targeted towards those things. And they run them repeatedly. And that's actually a big downfall, in my opinion, because how do we grow and expand and learn that other stuff is out there? In fact, my daughter and I were just talking about this because we were at my dad's house and we were watching live TV. So my daughter doesn't barely know what that is, but she knows that there's real life commercials involved there, like more recent, not targeted ads. And it was really cool because we saw ads for this, like, I wish I could remember the name of it. It was like this technology company. It wasn't a company that builds the tech, but it was a company that sells like all these really cool tech things. We would have never seen that because we're not, you know, Google searching for, you know, the latest in technology. We're not on tech news things. So we don't see that ad. But because it was live TV and it's a paid placement, we got to see that ad. And that was awesome because I actually do want to remember what that thing was because I do want to go to it. It had the really cool stuff. But you see what I'm saying? So while AI and all of this marketing stuff is genius, understand how much you're actually being limited. And sometimes you don't even know what to do about it. Like if we didn't know that there was regular television out there, we wouldn't know about different ads. How do you even find different ads to find out that stuff? Like you don't know what you don't know, right? I wouldn't have known that there's an online store that sells all the latest gadgets, you know, beyond like Sharper Image or something, which doesn't even exist, I don't think anymore. You know what I mean? So like, where does one go? And I only know that because what? I grew up in like the 80s and 90s and that was like a thing, right? So I would know to look for that. So just getting back to the fact that, you know, we're all in our own little bubbles, whether we like to admit that or not. We're all limited by what we see. But the things that they're facing, we all face. We just face it and play it at a different level, a different game. And that's why when I say I am a mindset, life, business coach, executive coach, whatever, the truth is, and those of you who work with me know that a large majority of what we do is like mindfuckery, right? Like that's what we do. But in a good way, I hope, right? In the way that allows you to drop all of the story, all of the pain, let go of, right? All of the emotions that are not serving you and learn how to build in the verbiage, the emotion, and the thing that you would like to be true for you, because it really is true for you in this instance. You just don't know how to draw upon it to make it work for you in most instances where people aren't getting what they want, right? And so, you know, it's a really easy switch. And even for those athletes I work with, you know, it's a really simple mind game, right? It's not about having the winner's mindset. Because when you say something like that and you perceive it, like say how maybe LeBron talks about it, well, maybe you're perceiving that in a way, but he's living it differently. And your perception of that makes it like, oh, he's got the thing that I don't. I wish I could have that. How do I get it? Well, those are all interesting questions, but they're not the questions that are going to get you to the answer. The answer would come from a question like, what state of being must I be in to always be in that winner mindset? What must I embody to live that winner mindset all the time? What must change in me right now in order to embody this behavior, this thought process, this action, this state of being, right? So flipping that switch and just asking the question differently, not seeing it as outside of yourself, right? The thing that you're chasing, the thing that you want, because even in just that thought process, you're secretly telling yourself you don't have it. But the truth is you do have it. You just have to now learn how to vibrate at it, emulate it, be it, you know? And so again, you know, questions are the answer. They're really important. And asking yourself the right ones is one really simple, easy, quick kind of thing that you can do. And of course, you guys know me, there's a ton of other stuff that you can do pretty much instantaneously, in less than 30 minutes to flip that switch. And then it's really just developing that habit to make sure it stays, right? Once you've flipped the script, flipping the script is the easy part. Keeping the new script and making sure that results in the changing of your habits, the changing in your behavior consistently, that's where, other things actually come up. So it's like you've got that core, but now you have to make it radiate out. And as you're trying to make it radiate out, other little things might trip you up. And as they trip you up, there's a certain process to just undo them, so to speak. I don't want to say undo them, but let them go so that they no longer are the thing that prevents you from getting what you want. I hope this was good. I just thought I would address it since I've been getting kind of slammed with a bunch of messages about these two individuals specifically. But I can tell you, we all face it. It's all the same thing. It's just at a different level, different game maybe, but the solution is the same. And it starts with you, your self-awareness, and your ability to understand that awareness again of what it is you're actually saying, doing, or, right, you can learn what you actually say, which is important because to flip that script, or you can just simply flip your script, understand exactly what you want it to say, and go out and just make it say it, make it do that, make it be it, right? Either way works. I do get that question a lot as a secondary thing is like, I've been trying for years to figure out what caused it, who cares? You know you have it. You know you don't want it. Change it, right? And I get that though. Don't get me wrong. I'm an intellectual, former lawyer. I have to understand all the deepest things, but you don't actually really. But if you do, go on that journey. But there's a reason you're blocking it too, and understand that. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. I just wanted to hop on real quick and address what was going on recently in the news. Congratulations to everyone who is taking mental health seriously. I hope you guys who are judging it in the negative can come back around. And if that was your child, if that was you, right, what would you be doing? And that answer is different for all of us. They did what they needed to do for themselves. Period. Brava. Now that you see how it affects your life, what are you going to do about it? Do you want to keep living in that roller coaster ride of emotions? Right? It once served you. Remember that too, guys. It once served you to your benefit. Any habit that you have was purposeful at one point and it worked. It might have only worked once, but it worked. And your brain said, yep, that works. We're keeping that one. And throughout life, you've proven that it works for you. That includes procrastination, everybody, too. I'm working with somebody right now about procrastination. Same thing. It benefited that person one time, but now it is screwing things up, right? Now the thing that you once leveraged for your success is no longer working. And in fact, it could be damaging. That's fine. Don't worry about it. But when you realize that, the question is, so what are you going to do about it? Because if all you're doing is realizing, which is, again, step one, but if you've been there for a while, nothing's changing, obviously. And in fact, the only thing that's probably changing is it's getting worse. So what are you going to do? How are you going to change it? That's your next question, right? And that's all you have to work on, one thing at a time. All right, guys, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you guys understand it. Any questions, please post comments, jump into my Facebook group, Thrive Tribe Global, and I would be happy to answer questions in there. And you guys know how to reach me, so feel free to follow me on, oh, I don't even know how to follow me. That's so funny. I was on Instagram, but they killed us. They said, nope, we don't even know why, because we don't even post on Instagram. So we didn't know why. And then I guess just follow me on Facebook, Kirsten Franklin, you'll find me. I'm like the only Asian Kirsten out there. So I hope to hear from you guys, see you guys active. And anything you have questions about, please, please keep sending them in. I love to answer them. I love to have conversations about them. If any of you ever want to step up and be interviewed and have a conversation, let me know. And we will be doing further conversations on a live platform, so we could do that as well. Just reach out to me. Happy to talk to you. Have a good one.
So that is it for this week. Thank you for joining me, and I hope that you enjoyed today's show.
If so, don't forget to rate it. If you guys have a pressing question, feel free to tweet me at CS Thrive or on Instagram at Thrive Tribe 3.14159. Again, I know that's a weird one. It's just pi. So it's Thrive underscore Tribe underscore 3.14159. Or of course, you can join me in Facebook at my free group, which is Thrive Tribe Global. If you just search groups and you enter in Thrive Tribe Global, you should see us there. And you can join it for free. I answer your questions in there, but if you guys send me a question through there, I will be sure to answer it here on this podcast.
And as always, if you're ever interested in advertising on the show, please contact the Believe Network at Believe, B-L-E-A-V, at Believe.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.